The leaders of the Western Hemisphere's two largest economies are promising to create closer trade and military ties. American President Donald Trump and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro spoke to the press after they met at the White House. Trump promised American support for Brazil to join the Organization for Cooperation and Economic Development. The 36-member group includes most of the world's highly developed economies. Trump also suggested that Brazil join the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance. Trump said for that to happen, however, he would have to talk to a lot of people. One reporter on Tuesday asked Trump if a United States military intervention in Venezuela is possible. "All options are open," Trump answered. He said that the United States has yet to order the most extreme restrictions on Venezuela. In the oil-rich country, there is no food, water, or air conditioning, Trump said. Bolsonaro added, "People are starving to death. We need to put an end to this," he said. Earlier Tuesday, the United States and Brazil signed an agreement to support American space launches from Brazil. The U.S. State Department says the deal will ensure the right treatment of sensitive technology in line with U.S. policies and laws. The two countries have never had especially close relations. Brazil has traditionally been concerned about American influence in Latin America. But now the leaders of both countries are linked by shared concerns. These include the crisis in Venezuela, Cuba's involvement there, and the possible threat from China's rising influence on politics in South and Central America. I'm Katie Weaver.
更多听力，请访问 51voa.com。